Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran's Drive-Thru Nativity. We pray that this experience will be a blessing to you and your family as we all pause during this busy season to focus on the true meaning of Christmas. All around the world, people gather together during Christmas time to celebrate in various ways, to recount memories of the past, and to tell stories to one another. Older generations tell the younger ones about Christmases from their youth, and family and friends share laughter and tears as they join together for holiday festivities. However, the most important story shared is that of the first Christmas, the true story of God becoming man, taking the form of a tiny, helpless baby as he descended to earth to dwell among us. To help you navigate the scenes, we have placed pieces of well-known carols at the end of each reading to let you know that it is time to move to the next scene. You may need to pause the recording to wait for the car in front of you to proceed. Let's now travel back in time to see how God gave us the perfect gift at that first Christmas. Ever since sin entered the world through Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, death reigned on the earth. But the people were not without hope, for God had promised them a Savior, one who would deliver his people from their sins. God's people were reminded of this over and over again through a long line of prophets. One such prophet, named Isaiah, lived over 700 years before Jesus was born. He spoke of comfort and peace through the coming Messiah. One of his prophecies tells us, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Those who walked in darkness waited anxiously for God's light to dawn upon them. About 2,000 years ago, a faithful young woman named Mary lived in Nazareth, where she was betrothed to Mary Joseph, an honorable carpenter. She lived an ordinary life and trusted God. One day, as she was going about her day, Mary was shocked to see an angel named Gabriel appear before her and say, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." She was troubled and did not understand why the angel was there. Then he said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High God. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Gabriel explained to Mary that the Holy Spirit would overshadow her, and she would conceive a baby, and that baby would be the Son of God, and Mary trusted God. Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, and as they were not yet married, he knew that it was not his baby. He was a law-following man, righteous and yet kind. He did not want to expose Mary to public disgrace, so he decided to divorce her quietly. But an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So Joseph did what the angel said. He took Mary as his wife. After that, Caesar Augustus, the ruler of the Roman Empire, decided that everyone should be registered and counted. He ordered all people of the empire to return to their own towns so that he could have them properly recorded and taxed. So it was that Joseph had to leave Nazareth to travel to Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Joining him on his journey was Mary, who was pregnant and nearing the time to deliver her baby. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, they were unable to find a place to stay in an inn because so many visitors were in town to be registered. Therefore, they lodged for a time in a stable where the animals were living. And while they were there, Mary went into labor and gave birth to her firstborn child, a baby boy she named Jesus, just as the angel Gabriel had told her to do. She wrapped the baby in swaddling cloths and placed him in a manger. That night in the fields just outside of town, shepherds were keeping their watch over their flocks of sheep. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, shining in all of God's glory, and spoke to the shepherds who were very afraid. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone back into heaven, the shepherds got up and left their sheep and hurried into Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus. The shepherds weren't the only ones looking for Jesus. Wise men in the east saw his star and journeyed all the way to Bethlehem to see this king of the Jews, to give him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and to worship him. During Jesus' adult life, he did many miracles, such as feeding 5,000 people with nothing but a small lunch of fish and bread. He made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Jesus forgave sins and cast out demons. He calmed storms and walked on the water. He restored life to the dead and preached the kingdom of God had come.
Thousands of people followed Jesus to hear him speak about God and to see what miracle he would do next. However, the main reason that Jesus came was yet to be seen. Jesus came to earth as a baby, not just to heal people or teach morality. He was born with the purpose of dying for our sins. God requires a blood sacrifice to pay for the price for sin, and Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. While Jesus was loved and worshipped by some people during his earthly life, he was also hated by others. The men who had been the religious leaders of the Jewish people were threatened by Jesus' teaching and example. They wanted nothing more to get rid of him and retain their power. When Jesus was about 33 years old, he was arrested, falsely accused, sentenced to death. He was beaten, spit upon, and nailed to a wooden cross between two thieves. This was all according to the plan of God. There on a hill outside of Jerusalem, Jesus breathed his last. He had been killed for a crime that he never did. Our perfect Savior gave his own life on our behalf so that we could be forgiven and made right with God. Jesus' disciples were heartbroken that their beloved teacher was dead, and they were terrified that they would be found and executed next. Had he really been the promised Messiah, their Savior? If so, why did he die? Three days after the crucifixion, some followers of Jesus visited his rocky tomb to anoint his body with spices. They were shocked and in awe to find the grave empty, and an angel announcing that Jesus was no longer dead but alive. "Do not be afraid," said the angel, "for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. As he said, come and see the place where he lay." Through his death and resurrection, Jesus defeated sin, death, and the power of the devil. If we believe in him as Savior, we need not fear death, because God gives his children the free gift of eternal life in heaven. Jesus is truly the perfect gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Have a Merry Christmas.